Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Saturday, November 16th, and we're about 50 miles north of Gran Canaria Island in the Canary Islands off the west coast of Africa, and making very good speed south, trying to pick which side of Gran Canaria Island to go on. We have a wind out of the east-northeast, and so to go the west side of the island would put us in a lee, but would get us a little bit further towards the waypoint down by the equator. But have selected to go the other side to the east, so we would not be in the lee of that volcanic island, even for a little bit of time. So we're making right now on the GPS 14.2 knots. We've got about 22 knots of wind. We have the jib and the and one reef in the mainsail up for a sail selection, and proceeding along. It did, through consultation every day this week with Dr. Barney Walt at Tufts Medical Center in Boston, finally come to the conclusion that probably I broke a rib when I fell across the cabin, or thrown across the cabin, actually, that second day of the big storm at the start. And so that's what's causing the pretty severe pain when that side of my back is moved. Makes certainly sail changes, pulling ropes or grinding winches, particularly the pedestal winch, are pretty difficult and painful. So I'm trying to conserve the amount of pain that I can go through each day. And some of the jobs around the boat that need tidying up, that some things that broke free during that storm, have not attended to yet because they're too aggravating of the injury. We are still keeping a pretty good eye on it, talking with Dr. Barney Walt every day through the satellite telephone, just like this call is being made, just to make sure that nothing else is going on back there. A couple of years ago, I did have a similar kind of a fall across the cabin. The boats have so much volume, but not very much weight or mass, that if a wave hits it, it moves the whole boat, and it can move the boat really fast, and you get thrown along with it. And that's what happened. I was in the process of taking a picture for the Sites Live website, and probably the only 2 seconds of the entire first 48 hours where I didn't have at least one hand holding on to something. I had two hands on the camera for those 2 seconds. But so there it is. Had the Reacher up last night. We were blasting along. Thought we were going to make up some time, but this little group was going fast as well, so it hadn't actually made up time. And it took the Reacher down, which is a pretty big sail, up in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning in the dark. Went to the Solent, which is up now, for the next size, bigger jib, or smaller jib. And eating well and drinking well, according to admonitions from friends, who've been on expeditions, got Hamilton for one, drink twice as much as you think you need to drink, and so forth. So trying to pay attention to all those things, and keep both the boat and myself together, trying to rest some and not do too much exercise, unless I have to go do a sail change, so that I can try to give the bone a chance to start to knit itself back together again. So anyway, that's what's going on. The fleet is out in front, going fast, and we've got our little group going through the islands. My friend Unai Vizurko, the Basque on Pakia, is up about probably 40 miles, 50 miles ahead, and to the east a little bit, and Rafael Zanelli is much further to the west, actually going around the island. Most of the fleet had gone around the islands to the west, but that's because they were really differently situated when they did their jive a couple of days ago. So I'm glad to know that Derek Hatfield is back in the race, Spirit of Canada, and as well Bernard Stamm on Chamonix-Pougelot, got back in a couple of days before. So they're back behind, but they'll be coming on strong for sure, and they're really good to have them back out here as well, of course, for Poncia and Michel Desjoyeaux, who had helped me particularly last winter with some questions about these kinds of boats. So he'll be coming by probably in the next few days with his super fast boat, his super sailing skills, and that's as it ought to be. So anyway, welcome back to the race, all of you all. That's it for today. Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3, signing off.